Quest presents an unabridged recording of Ruby by Heather Burnside, narrated by Susanna Freeman. July 2011. Kyle was soon standing at the reception desk ready for his prearranged meeting with Ruby. As she looked at him, she felt a tug of repulsion. There was no way she could go through with this, and the meeting with her cousins had given her the courage to put him off even though she was still fearful of his reaction. "I'm not doing it," said Ruby.
"You what?"
he asked, glaring at her.
"I can't. I thought I could, but I can't."
"What the fuck's wrong with you? You're not some innocent fucking virgin, you know. I know for a fact you've had plenty of customers in the past. I've been asking around. And now, just because you're the fucking madam, you think you're too good for the customers."
Ruby could feel her heart racing, and her hands were sweating as she saw the look of fury on his face, but she tried to keep her voice even.
"It's up to me whether I take customers or not, so if I say I don't want to do it, then I won't do it."
Kyle swiped angrily at her, catching the attention of two of her girls and a customer who were in the waiting area, but she dodged away quickly. He then leaned over the reception counter, his head poking forward.
"If it wasn't for the fact that that lot might call the cops, I'd drag you into one of those fucking rooms now," he threatened. "I'm having no fucking tart thinking she's too good for me. You're lucky to get a decent-looking bloke after some of the fucking weirdos you're used to shagging, so you'd better have a rethink and fucking quick if you know what's good for you. I'll be in touch."
Then he was gone and Ruby felt her shoulders slump in relief. She saw one of the girls in the waiting area look across at her, but she quickly raised her hand palm outwards to stop her coming over.
"It's okay," she said. "Just a troublesome customer. Nothing to worry about."
Ruby looked down at her computer screen, refusing to maintain eye contact with the girl. She tried her best to play it down, but was worried that if her staff saw the fearful expression on her face, they would realise the threat that Kyle really posed.
August 1991. 9-year-old Trina was helping her mother Daisy with the housework. As they worked, they both sang along to Tracy Chapman, while two of Trina's younger brothers were playing noisily, drowning out the sound of the stereo.
"Shut up, you're not..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?